Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
With literally minutes left to live, the nine compoops, as I've decided to call them, are hard at work trying to figure out how to write with condiments so they can devise a plan. Turns out pretty much everything around them is deadly. From lethal booby traps and a massive bomb on the ship, to the merciless vacuum of space just beyond their doors. Of the things eager to kill them, as their jasmine-scented air begins to run out, the notorious assassin Le Bichon Frise isn't even first in line.
Olivia, how much time is left?
Cutting it fine, troops. About 2 minutes. Maybe time to stop worrying about the viscosity of the ketchup and make an actual plan?
Just a little more flour and corn syrup, and I think we'll have something we can write with.
Right, okay. Commencing the thaw of Crew 8. Leet said something a few minutes ago that's really bugging me.
Was that when I said I thought your uniform made you look like an escaped convict?
No, that's not... When did you say that?
Maybe I didn't. Maybe I just thought it.
Oh, well, that's all right then. At least I look like an escaped con who knows where her shirts are.
1:45. Save this for another time, maybe.
Speaking as one of the non-oxygen-requiring entities aboard this here ship, I would just like to reiterate the need you carbon-based organic belonged beings have for breathable air.
Shutting up isn't really your strong suit, is it?
Hey now, no need for hostility.
Well, that sucked an extra 45 seconds worth right out.
What? How? I don't use any air to speak.
And yet...
Was it the bit about why didn't Le Bichon Frise just grab the shuttle and blow up the ship?
Still thinking that's Frise.
Exactly. He's stuck on this ship for some reason, and it's not just his target that's keeping him here.
Alarm.
That's it!
Alarm.
We're all going to die!
Nope, that was
alarm.
Me. Just wanted something else to startle
alarm.
You first. Olivia, kill the alarm.
Alarm.
Why? I'm just gonna have to
alarm.
Turn it back on in like 30 seconds.
Alarm.
Maybe not.
You got a plan then, Joe?
Huh? Oh no, I'm just an optimistic guy.
The assassin's here. If he manages to wedge that door open even a crack, it'll flood this room with about a dozen different kinds of toxins. So if you have an idea, now would be a terrific time to share.
Hey, little piggies. Time to let the big bad wolf in, or I'll hoof, and I'll poof, and I... What? What?
What happened?
I routed the calming aromatherapy through his suit and overdosed him on patchouli and lavender. I may not have much control over this ship, but I can still do a thing or two.
Won't give us much time.
We still don't have a plan.
Boy, ease up on the overwhelming gratitude there, boys.
If I may, Olivia, do you have sufficient control to vent the toxins out the airlocks.
Well, yeah, but if I do that, it'll create a vacuum. We don't have enough good air to fill back up with.
You can create oxygen with electrolysis.
You need a lot of water to fill up a ship this size with air.
Human beings are about 60% water. What exactly are you suggesting? That you have nearly 50,000 breathable humans all over this ship.
You come standard on all us ships, because if I ever get back on the 6748, the first thing to get flipped is you. And considering my crew tried to kill me with scorpions, I have a fairly long flip list.
Clearly my 2-minute warning wasn't entirely accurate, or you all need less oxygen than normal human beings, but I'm still quite confident time's running out. Are we melting all the cargo for air then? Because I'm going to need to be quick here.
We are not killing our cargo. I mean, passengers. We are not breathing the passengers. What the hell am I even saying?
They're going to die anyway. Think of it as oxygen donation.
No, go rust.
Hey now, just an FYI there. That is deeply offensive to metallic Americans. Plus it takes oxygen. Ironic, eh?
Crew, we are out of time. Last ideas or last words, that's what we're down to.
We could just fire up the ship's amplitude to A-weighted decibel levels, pass it through pulse-cold modulation, correct for asymmetrical digital anti-alias, and zap the toxins out of the current air. It'll smell like sweaty tuna fish for an hour or so, but at least we'll be able to breathe.
The suspense is killing me.
I'll add it to the list.
Well, will it work?
It will. In fact, it just did. You can all breathe freely now. I've opened all the vents and the air is clear.
How the hell did you know that?
Not sure. I think I read it somewhere. I want to say Cub Scout manual, maybe?
Great. One crisis averted. But may I remind everyone, LeBichon Freeze is on the other side of that door?
Olivia, can you tell if he's still unconscious?
My senses say he is, but I'm not sure if they can be trusted.
Not able to trust our AI. Well, that's new and refreshing.
What kind of shoes are you wearing, Colin?
Sarcasm retracted.
Look, there's 6.5 of us against one of him. I say we open the doors and rush him.
I am not a half.
Wasn't referring to you, Emily.
Okay, then what do we do?
Just to clarify, I'm not a half either.
Wasn't referring to you.
Okay, y'all. Assassin outside the door, remember?
Who are you referring to then? Not me, surely.
Let's just move, shall we?
I'll have you know, I was quite the pugilist at school.
You collected stamps?
What? No, shut up.
Stop. Look, it's very simple. We have to figure out one thing. One. And that's what to do about LeBichon Freeze.
Two things.
Crap.
Of course.
Can I borrow a spacesuit? Just shove me back out the nearest airlock. I think I'd have a better chance out there.
What is it, Olivia?
So, remember I said we also had an assassin on board? Well, if my senses are to be trusted, and they are, colon... Ours is awake and on the move.
Now, see, it says very clearly here in the handbook that the shipboard assassin can only be activated on the express orders of Mr. Southers or Granny Shelp. You are in direct violation of company policy.
Yes, probably on a great many things, but not this one. I didn't wake the albatross.
Albatross, like the bird. Honestly, I could go into business coming up with better names for assassins.
That's what it says on the manifest. Pod number 666, not to put too fine a point on it. Popped open just as the air cleared.
What about murder?
The Albatross is an assassin, so of course there's going to be murder, you great bumbling dauber.
I am awake, little piggies. So there is no more hiding from me. I am coming in, and I will turn you all into strips of bacon and put you in the toaster oven and have you with a little mayonnaise and some nice wrapped tomatoes.
I could have sworn he said mayonnaise.
He did. Very good.
Keep him talking. Give the albatross time to get to him.
I didn't think French people ate mayonnaise.
Of course we do not. It's disgusting. But since I started with piggies, I decided to follow up with BLTs, you see. And if I remember my American nasty cuisine correctly, that involves mayonnaise, huh? Now open the door. It smells like a tuna fish after much exercise out here.
One, it looks like the albatross was stored properly, so we don't need to worry about murder.
How the hell do you arrive at that conclusion? Oh, don't worry, crew. We've got two assassins on board, but we're fairly confident they're here to play hopscotch and eat jammy sandwiches.
Please shut up. I'll get to your humorous misunderstanding of the situation in a moment. Two, the albatross is close, but my concern is we don't actually know that our assassin is, well, ours. I mean, on our side. Also, the manifest says it's albatross with one S.
Important or typo?
It's Gated Galaxies, mate. Your guess is generally nowhere as good as mine, but in this case...
So, actually, the onboard assassin, according to the handbook, is programmed to act like a, white blood cell. They seek out foreign entities and, kill them before they can infect, the ship, like...
Oh, thank God. So it's designed to protect us.
It's designed to protect all those bearing an implanted Oz9-registered body tag, yes.
Crap.
Hang on, you said programmed. Are you saying the assassins aren't human?
They are based on actual people, but no, they aren't human themselves in any sort of, organic manner.
Ooh, that explains a lot.
I hear so much yakety-yak in there. Perhaps you have forgotten the world's foremost assassin awaits outside your little hidey hole? Shall I describe the sandwiches I shall be making from you again?
Does he even know he's not human? Please, what do the French know about sandwiches? Mayonnaise is a far greater contribution to global cuisine than, say, bechamel. I mean, you want to talk about disgusting. What about snails?
Oh, you Anglais, so snooty about all the everythings. Perhaps I will just bore you until you are mushy and tasteless and eat you off the backside of a fork,
Better than being drowned in gravy to disguise the fact that I'm actually spoiled and rot. Hang on a minute.
That's it! I have changed my minds. I was going to kill Monsieur Le Tour Nippel first, but I think... Hello? And who are you, tiny person?
This episode is brought to you by Shaker and Spoon. Captain's Log, Stardate... I don't know, there's like 140 stars within a mile of me, so we're going to skip that bit. We received a package today from a company called Shaker and Spoon, and Colin and Jesse are already face deep in the box. It has three recipes for creating cocktails, plus all the ingredients you need, minus the alcohol. As someone who's been gargling swamp pooch for the last how many forevers I've been up here, wow, we got the vodka brunch box. Each recipe makes four servings, and we've already had the blood and sage and the slow rush. So easy to make, even Greg the Zebra was tending bar, and the results were magnificent. If you're foolish enough to listen to this show, we've got an actual smart thing for you to do. $20 off any link subscription if you go to shakerandspoon.com/oz9. Get a box delivered to your airlock each month and $20 off your subscription at shakerandspoon.com/OZ9. Enjoy, Space Monkeys. Captain out.
Stepping on board the Oz9 is nothing if not a roll of the dice. So, if you're going to take that chance, at least have some really gorgeous, high-quality, unique RPG dice to roll with. Fan Roll by Metallic Dice Games have classic metallic dice sets, but also gemstones, acrylic, liquid core, and even a glow-in-the-dark option that's super cool and super handy when you can't find any night vision goggles. So many colors, materials, and designs to choose from. Plus, listeners to this show get 10% off your order. I'm guessing as a sort of consolation prize for listening to this show. Just use the code OZ9 at checkout. Get dice that are as unique as you and your character. Go now to fanrolldice.com and choose your dice, Space Monkeys, and get 10% off with code OZ9 at checkout.
Things are getting extremely tense aboard the Oz9, and as we all know, stress is bad for us. So we're going to interrupt the nonstop action to give you a moment to breathe, stretch, and bring your blood pressure back under control. If you've been sitting a while, stand up, move around a bit, take some deep, even breaths. Science says spending time in nature is good for you. We know in 2142 nature is a bit thin on the ground, so to speak, so we suggest staring at a sprig of lab-grown broccoli, which we are told looks very much like a small tree. Feeling better? Then let's continue.
Oh! Mon doux petit oiseau, Sacre bleu! Oh, zut de l'or! Oh. I know who you are. Only one assassin fights with a red chapeau. You are the albatross. I shall return.
So, thoughts, anyone?
Don't open it. I don't have an Oz9 body tag.
But you do have a Gated Galaxies approved tag. That should be enough.
Oh, should. Should is completely fine. Really, I'm absolutely 100% happy to fling open that door and let a robot designed after one of the world's greatest assassins walk on in on the strength of that should work.
Okay, then.
Shit.
Language.
She looks like my high school librarian.
I look like everyone's high school librarian, dear. You'd be astonished how conveniently invisible that makes me. May I come in? Or are we conducting this conversation from the corridor?
No sudden moves, Mary and the librarian, okay?
Or you'll what, exactly? That ketchup bottle you're holding hardly looks lethal. Though, it has been modified and no longer meets G2 specifications, and, as such, must be eliminated.
What the hell just happened there?
Wow, she's fast.
I am indeed. You're oddly shirtless. Is there a reason you're out of standard uniform?
Can't find my shirts?
Dick? Stop there, dear. I'm not talking to you anymore. Dick?
Can I help you with something? I'm the captain of this ship.
Really? You? I'm trying to communicate with your AI. Has something gone amiss with Dick?
Oh, Dick is the AI on the 6748.
Dick is the AI on all the Oz Model 8000 ships.
Not the 9. Ours is named Olivia.
Is that right? How very interesting.
You got a problem with that?
Not yet. Captain, perhaps you might introduce me to your crew.
Oh, okay. This is Leet. He's our IT guy.
Hi. I have an overdue book in my bunk.
I'm not actually a librarian, dear. And thus, do not care.
This is Colin. He's in charge of public relations.
How utterly useless. Also, not properly tagged.
Lovely to meet you as well.
This is our maintenance bot.
Hey, you doozy.
I like your cantaloupe.
Cardigan, dear. And thank you. No arms.
Long story. That's it for my crew.
One more.
Cheese and crackers. I thought my disguise was effective. You must tell me how you do that.
Janitor of the Oz9. Pleased to meet you.
Janitor? Oz ships don't have janitors.
And yet?
Oh, and this is Jesse.
You don't belong on the Oz9.
Jesse!
Oh, it's all right. I've caught them in a maintenance area. Damn, she's fast, though.
I'm just glad she speaks English.
These assassins, they have no idea they're copies, do they?
That's actually a good thing, at least so far. I mean, Olivia was only able to knock out the bitch and freeze because he believes he's human. Soon as they figure out their machines, they're gonna be a lot more dangerous.
Oh dear, that's a very big staircase.
Secret?
I wonder what the humans might trade in exchange for keeping such a very big staircase.
Yeah, secret again.
Arms, perhaps.
Crap!
It probably comes as a surprise to no one to learn that the crew of the Oz9 is in terrible danger. More danger than they thought. I mean, danger in addition to the danger on the ship itself. Down on Earth, questions are being asked. Very important questions. Being asked in very dark rooms, by very large and unpleasant people holding unpleasant and often pointy things.
Now, look, I know y'all are in a hurry, but we can't simply detonate 372 ships all at once. Just hear me out. 28 ships have gone down already, and they've been barely up there a week. I assure you the rest will be shrapnel and shooting stars by the end of the month. Our plan is working. Heck, Oz-13 didn't even make it off the ground. Last I heard, some crazy feller had just moved into the rusted-out Hulk sitting on the launch pad and refusing to leave. The plan is working. We just have to give it time.
Now, if you don't mind, I'd like to get back to my blissfully silent home and have a very stiff drink. As for the other matter, it's in expert hands, and I am assured it's being taken care of as we speak. He's been traced to the Oz-9, and I have my best assassin on it. As soon as I hear for absolute that that sauerkraut was aboard and 100% is dead, I'll blow up the ship. Now, hang on. There is no need for rough stuff. I am exceptionally cooperative due to my extreme breakability and low pain threshold. Hey, now, what's happening there? Where are you taking me? All right. You're gonna drag me out of here. Can I at least change my shoes? You're scuffing up the Italian leather. Oh, come on, stop that. Son of a... That ain't gentlemanly.
Well, that was deeply unnerving. I tell ya, curl up for a quick nap on the CEO's well coat, and you learn a thing or two.
So, quick recap. There are now two assassins aboard the Oz-9, one intent on killing everyone, and the other only interested in killing Jesse, so far. The crew is ready to scour the ship to find the one man who can save them all and stop the destruction of the other Oz ships, if only they can get out of the crew room. And maybe after lunch, as the day is getting on and they haven't had anything to eat yet. Will anyone survive? Is anyone still listening to this ridiculous bunch of nonsense? If so, would you let me know on Twitter at Oz9Narrator, because seriously, this job is sucking the life out of me. You've been listening to Bonnie Brantley as Jesse and Donna, Tim Sherburn as Colin and Head 2, Eric Perry as Joe, Head 1, and Mr. Southers, Richard Cowan as Leet, Aaron Clark as Le Bichon Frise, June Eubanks as The Albatross, Shannon Perry as Madeline and Olivia, and me, Richard Nadolny, as your narrator. Our music is composed and performed by John Faley. Oz9 is written and produced by Shannon Perry. Be sure to subscribe to Oz9 on your favorite podcatcher and consider sponsoring us on Patreon so you can get early access to many episodes plus some sweet bonuses. You'll find links to our shop, merchandise, Discord channel, and more on our website, oz-9.com. Until next time, Space Monkeys, narrator out.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Are you two still awake?
Dad, we're too excited!
You'll be tired at Mockery Manor tomorrow, and it's bigger than ever, so you really do need to sleep.
Daddy, tell us about the new expansion!
Okay.
Yay!
Once upon a time, there was a wonderful place, Mockery Manor. Everyone loved it, but sometimes it felt lonely. The manor longed for a companion, so they built a whole new park right next door and called it Claytonville. And it was the
rootinest, tootinest place you ever did see. Yee-haw! Hop on board the brand new Mockery Railroad all the way to Claytonville. Toot toot! In Claytonville, there are 4 cowboy lands to explore. Lasso a goat in Farmin' Valley. Kiss your girl's best friend in Lovelorn Town.
Stop it, Terry.
And in Cowboy Christmas Town, hop on down to the Bluegrass Grotto to meet Cowboy Santa.
Ho, ho, ho down!
And are you brave enough to ride the wildest ride in Claytonville? Look out, it's the 4 Spurs Mine Train.
Yeehaw!
Are you sleepy now, kids?
I can't wait to go to Mockery Manor and Claytonville!
2 parks in one and only $19.99 for a family of 4.
And how about you? Yeah, that's right. You, listening to this. Are you ready to come back to Mockery Manor? Season 3, available now.